Happy Monday. Today's January 23rd, 2012. So Newt Gingrich won the South Carolina primary with close to 41% of the vote, which was a total shocker to most people. They didn't think, well, in the last days or so, they thought he was going to do very well, but they didn't think he was going to win. They certainly didn't think he was going to win with such a big margin. I was extremely pleased to see the results of the South Carolina primary, because this means that the race is not over. You know, if Romney had secured South Carolina, then he would have had three primary wins. But that was also smashed last week when they announced that Rick Santorum actually won Iowa by 34 votes. I just loved it. So now we've got three main contenders who are still in the race, with Ron Paul just hanging in there. I'm sure he'll stick around, but Florida is going to be very interesting, because now it sounds like Newt Gingrich is surging ahead in the polls in Florida. Now, what would that do if Newt Gingrich won Florida and Romney came in second, or even third for that matter? I think he'll come in second, but if not win, that is, I should say. Now, there is a debate tonight on NBC, but I don't think I'll stay up to watch it. But I don't know if they'll have any shocking things come out of it like they had last Thursday, when Newt Gingrich was asked about his second wife's revelation that he wanted her to be in an open relationship, an open marriage, so that he could fool around with the mistress who eventually became his current wife, Callista. Anyway, all this stuff is just flying around, and I'm just eating it up, because this just feeds into the fact that Barack Obama is going to win a second term, especially if Newt Gingrich is the nominee for the Republicans. I just can't even imagine what that would do, because even though, you know, Newt Gingrich has been doing very well in the debates, especially on Thursday night, I don't think that he has a chance of beating Barack Obama, even though that's what they all say and that's what they all think. Because of the way he's been, you know, blasting people at the debates, you know, like the guy from CNN, John King. I don't know. That whole thing, I thought it was interesting, because I've seen it a couple times now. And even though it was maybe not an appropriate question to start the debate with, it needed to be asked. And the interesting part, not the interesting part, but the very typical Republican part is to, of course, attack the media for bringing up the issue, and then never answering the actual question or addressing the issue at all. And that's what Newt Gingrich is really good at. You know, I don't know. I just love it all. I just absolutely love it all. So coming up for Florida, coming up for Florida, which is a week from tomorrow, I think I'm going to predict it now. I'm going to say I think that Newt Gingrich is going to win Florida and Romney will come in second. And probably Rick Santorum will be third. I wonder, though, how long Rick Santorum can stay in. Does he have enough money to keep him all the way through Super Tuesday? I don't know. That's a question I have to ponder for a while. I do think by Super Tuesday, though, it'll be a done deal. Whoever wins all those primaries on Super Tuesday, then that will be it. I don't think that they'll need to. Well, although this weekend I did hear some rumblings that there'll be an open convention, which I understand means that they can have votes on the different people. If the delegate count is close enough, they can, you know, keep doing votes until they finally come to a conclusion. So I don't know. Interesting stuff. Anything else about that? Well, Mitt Romney is going to release his only 2 years of his tax returns tomorrow morning. Of course, on the same day as the president's State of the Union speech. And supposedly tonight or tomorrow, Newt Gingrich is supposed to release his contract that he had with Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac or whichever one that he made the $1.6 million from. He was saying on Good Morning America today that he didn't have the legal ability to release the contract, that it actually is from the company, and the company itself has to do the releasing. I think they will, just to get it out there. Although I don't know really what that means. I don't know what the skeleton in the closet there is. I'm more interested in finding out what the skeletons in Mitt Romney's tax returns are. I think people will see that he's even more of a rich elitist than they think he is, and he'll have even more distance between the average American than he does now. So, again, very interesting stuff, although I should move on. There were a couple deaths this weekend. Joe Paterno, which I'm not even going to get into. Everyone knows who he is. He was the former coach of the Penn State, is it Nittany Lions? I think that's what it is. I don't know. He died. And also Etta James died. I love Etta James' music. I remember listening to not just At Last, but I have a couple of her albums. Maybe I'll stick a song or two here in the background. I'm not playing it live right now, so I don't know what I'll stick in here. So, but maybe I won't play At Last because everyone's familiar with that. But there's another song of hers that I really like that I might have to stick in there. We'll see. We'll see if I can remember to do it. Anyway, so it was sad to see her die, or, you know, hear about her death. And for some reason, I thought there was something in the news just like 2 weeks ago about her. But I don't think it was that she was ill or whatever. I don't remember exactly what the connection was to Etta James, but that was sad. Changing topics completely, I have been deleting things off of my DVR. I decided that, well, the biggest thing is that Desperate Housewives, this is the final season for Desperate Housewives, and I watched like the first couple months of this season up until like December, and then I started getting really tired of it. So I decided this week to actually cancel the recording and no longer watch it because I know it's going to end, so I don't really care what's happening. There was another show. What was it called? We used to watch it religiously. It was with Sally Field, something family or something. I don't remember the name of it. Somebody can call in or leave a comment or the name of the show. I can't think of the name of it. In any case, once I found out that show was ending, I stopped watching that too. It's like, you know, why invest any more time into it when you know it's going to end? I don't think I even saw like the last 3 or 4 episodes of that show. God, why can't I remember that show? It just ended last year. I can't think of what it's called. I know somebody right now is screaming at their iPod with the name of it. So put it in the comments or call the voicemail line. So anyway, I've decided I'm done with Desperate Housewives. No longer recording it or watching it. So that actually made my Sunday night TV viewing lighter. Like, I didn't have very much to watch last night except for The Real Housewives of Atlanta, which I was on the DVR anyway because I go to bed much earlier than that. I did watch this show about the... it wasn't really a show. It was weird because it was done by NBC Sports. And it was at the International Auto Show in Detroit, Michigan. I thought it was weird that it was the NBC Sports that was doing a show on the car show. I don't know. But there's a lot of new cars out there, even though I already have a new car. Oh, and speaking of my new car, I got to test it in the snow this weekend because we had a light dusting of snow, but with ice on top of it. And I guess that was Saturday, Friday night into Saturday, yeah. And then Saturday during the day, we went and did some errands and stuff, but the roads were all clear, but it was Saturday night. We were going to a charity wine event, and my car, the place we were going to did have a unpaved road. Anyway, my car did really well in the snow, at least I think so. Traction control and the stability control, the little lights on the dashboard, once you figure out which ones they are, they were coming on and blinking because my tires were spinning at one point, and then they stopped spinning, or I guess that was the, I guess it was both the traction control and the stability control, because it would like, the wheels would like spin and then stop and then spin and then stop. So I guess it was that, stability control controlling the brake and the gas at the same time, you know, to get a better grip. And then the stability control, or I guess that was the stability control. The traction control is when the I guess the engine will give more power to the wheel that has the the better grip. And I guess that was happening too. So it actually did a really good job. And then I repeated that again on Sunday when we went to a winery that was also on a unpaved dirt kind of road. And there was a slight hill. And going up the hill, I was getting some momentum to get up the hill. And then it got to a certain point where it was like chugging along, spinning the wheels a little bit. And then you could see the light on the dashboard flashing like, hello, I'm in stability control. Hang on. And it got me up the hill just fine. So I was very pleased with that. That's good to know, especially because it was a light snow. And, knowing that at some point we'll have a measurable snow, I will feel a little bit safer, but I can't rely on that completely. In any case, the car did fine in the snow. And looking at the time, holy crap, I've gone past 10 minutes. I really want to keep this around 10 minutes or less, mostly less. In any case, I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend and that your week has started off to a good start. I know mine has. And let's see, anything special going on this week? Yes, there's a special birthday on Thursday that I'll mention later in the week. It's not mine, though. In any case, that's all for today. I hope you had a great weekend. Until next time, bye.